On today's Kids Corner, Liz, Spike, and Teddy are in a bitter feud. And if they're not careful, someone's gonna get hurt.
Here we go.
All right.
One drop, two drops, three.
Yeah! Ow! Gross!
Oh, man, we must have done something wrong. Oh.
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Most people aren't aware that young lizards are very good at creating things.
Okay, hand me the pliers.
Every year, the Terrarium Elementary School has a science exposition where students can show off their latest inventions. Sometimes they work alone on a project, but they're usually encouraged to work in a team.
Team Liz and Spike reporting for duty.
Liz and Spike are getting ready to show their latest labor-saving invention.
Are we all set to go? Is the motor ready?
The motor is ready!
Ha ha! This is gonna be so cool!
What?
Shut the motor off!
Oh, yeah!
I said, this is gonna be so cool! A machine that brings your dirty dishes to the kitchen without you having to get off your couch?
I'm telling you, I wish we'd thought of this years ago.
I know! Think of all the times you've had to pause your video game or wait for a commercial to get up and bring your dirty dishes to the sink.
I know, it makes me want to cry.
Oh, tell me about it.
But no more.
No.
This is the machine that's going to save so much time.
Imagine never having to get up from the couch.
Oh, what a beautiful thought.
Hey, Teddy, what are you doing on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm just picking up garbage for my prize-winning project.
Garbage?
Prize-winning?
Yeah, my project is going to win. Because not only is it better than yours,
hey.
But it provides a public service.
What are you talking about?
Teddy, it's just a metal box.
Just watch. Okay. You put your trash and junk in here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some stinky garbage you got in there, Teddy.
Ugh. Yeah, he must save it for times like this.
You close the top.
Oh, thank you.
You turn it on.
Whoa,
hey.
Man.
Whoa.
Got hot in here all of a sudden.
That's my machine taking care of the garbage.
So your box burns garbage?
No, it compacts it to the size of a basketball.
What?
Why is it so hot?
Oh, yeah.
The cooling unit on my motor is having some problems keeping up.
Oh, tell me about
I'm
it.
I'm still perfecting.
Ew.
Yeah, sorry, Teddy. I think our project is still better.
Yeah.
Maybe, but you aren't the ones giving out the blue ribbon.
Whoa.
Which is going to me.
Give me a
See
break.
You later.
Spike, Liz, get ready.
You know, Liz, I know I said we'd try to be friends with Teddy,
yeah.
But sometimes he makes it pretty hard to like
him. I know what you're saying, Spike. I mean, there are some times when
Boys.
I just... All right. Okay, here we go.
All right. First prize coming our way.
Yeah, blue ribbon, baby.
Yeah, let's go. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, man.
Ow.
He tied our shoelaces together.
No, Spike. Look what happened to our project.
What? What's the matter, guys? Can't walk with your shoes tied together?
With their project wrecked, Liz and Spike figured they had no chance of winning the science competition. They brought all the pieces over to Liz's house and tried to put it back together again.
Oh, this is a waste of time.
I know.
We're never going to get this done by the end of the Science Expo on Friday.
Well, we wouldn't have to fix it if it hadn't been for that creep Teddy.
Spike, I don't even want to talk about him.
Well, I do. I'm going to talk about how we're going to get back at him.
Get back at him?
Yeah, revenge. We need to get revenge, Liz.
Yeah!
He wrecked our project and embarrassed us in front of the whole school.
That's right!
And I think I know just what we can do.
Really?
Come with me.
After school the next day, Spike and Liz waited in the town square for their chance to get back at Teddy.
Now, you're sure Teddy's gonna come this way?
Yeah, he has to.
Well,
in order for him to get to the field hockey field, he has to go right past this tree.
And he told you he was gonna try out this year?
Oh, man, he's been talking about it all week.
Oh, here he comes. Okay. Come on, let's get over by the tree.
All right, we gotta make it good.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Why are you hugging the tree?
Hi, Teddy. We're starting a club.
Yeah, it's a tree lovers club.
You're kidding, right?
No, I love trees.
Love them.
So why are you hugging the Tureen tree?
Well, it's all part of the initiation into the club.
Yeah.
Hugging the tree?
Oh, come on. We're not hugging
no.
it.
No.
We're seeing if we can reach all the way around it.
Yeah, this is the biggest tree in town. If you can reach around it and touch your fingers together, you can join the club.
You want to give it a try, Teddy?
I'm not that big a tree fan.
You just don't want to find out you can't do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah, right.
But I'm on my way to the field hockey tryouts.
Oh, whatever. You can't do it. You can't do it.
Of course I can. I'll show you.
All right, yeah. I'll hold your hockey stick for
all
you.
All right, now let's see how far around you can reach,
okay.
Teddy.
Come on. Are you almost there? Stretch, Teddy. Stretch.
No, no, no.
Now, Liz, quick!
Hey, what
are
you guys
Liz.
Doing?
Tape him to the tree!
I got him!
Come on, guys! Let me out of here!
Here's your hockey stick, Teddy.
Yeah.
Good luck with your try.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I can't move! You guys gotta let me go! I wanna play hockey!
Yeah? Well, we wanted to win the science competition.
Yeah, I guess none of us are gonna get what we want.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, come on, Spike. Let's go play video games.
Yeah, let's go play video hockey.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna get it.
Hey, everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters, and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net. and click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
The next day, Liz and Spike were at their favorite swimming hole.
Here I come!
Whoa, nice flip, Liz!
Did you see how much air I caught on that one?
I should have taken a picture of it. Do it again.
You got your camera?
Yeah, it's up with my clothes.
Oh,
hang on,
cool.
I'll go get it.
Let me know when you're ready.
Liz?
Yeah?
We did leave our clothes up here, right?
Yeah, on the big rock, Spike.
I'm looking right at the big rock. There's nothing here, not even our towels.
What?
Teddy,
no.
Give us back our clothes.
Yeah.
Come and get them.
Oh, sure. You're on your bike. You'll just take off.
Good idea. Tell you what. I'll leave your clothes and towels over by the Tureen tree.
Teddy.
Remember where that is?
Of course we remember.
I didn't make the team because you guys taped me up.
Look, you were asking for it.
Yeah.
That's the way you want to be. See you guys later.
Get back here.
Hey.
Great. Now we have to walk through the middle of town in our bathing suits to get our clothes.
Oh, yeah, and I'm soaking wet.
Liz and Spike walk through Tureen all the way to the village green to get their clothes.
This is so humiliating.
I'm gonna get him.
No, we're gonna get him.
We can't let Teddy get away with this.
Oh, we won't.
After collecting their clothes, Liz and Spike retreated to Liz's garage to work on their latest project, getting back at Teddy.
All right, but this time it has to be good.
I got nothing. Nothing.
Okay, okay. Try this on for size.
Okay, all right, what?
We take him down by the bayou,
yeah?
Tie a bowling ball to his feet, and push him in.
Spike?
What?
We don't want to actually hurt him.
We don't?
We just want to embarrass him.
Oh, yeah. I suppose you're right.
Yeah, actually, hurting him would not be cool.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
All right, let me have it.
We back a truck of ice cream up to him while he's sleeping and dump it on him.
Well, interesting, but there might be a couple of problems with that idea, Spike.
Like what?
Well, first of all, we don't have a truck.
Okay.
Secondly, we can't afford to waste all that ice cream.
Yeah.
And thirdly, how are we gonna back a truck into his bedroom without waking him up, Spike?
Take it easy. I was just thinking out loud.
Well, if you're gonna think out loud, at least think of good ideas.
What do you got?
Liz and Spike thought and thought and thought and finally came up with what seemed to be the perfect plan.
Come on, Teddy. You're up to bat.
Here we go. Home run coming up.
Oh, yeah? Right. Let's just see you hit this one.
Ooh, swing and a miss.
I'll hit the next one. You watch.
Yeah. Oh, we'll just see about
that. Oh, you think you can strike me out?
The only one I've never struck out is Skink.
Yeah.
So?
So, yeah. You're not as good as Skink.
No way.
Oh, give me a break.
What are you saying, Teddy? That you're better than Skink?
I'm way better than Skink ever was.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Really?
In fact, if Skink were here right now, I'd show him up really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Skink. Where'd you come from?
Oh,
Liz and Spike invited me.
Yeah.
So you're better than me, huh?
Oh, yeah, I was just...
Maybe I should have a little talk.
I don't think we need to, bye!
Hey, get back here, I'm gonna get you, Teddy!
Oh, man, I'd hate to be in Teddy's skin when Skink catches him.
Oh, and you know, it couldn't have happened to a nicer lizard.
Oh, no.
For weeks after Skink chased him down, Teddy didn't try any more practical jokes on Liz and Spike. In fact, Liz and Spike thought he had forgotten all about it until one day in science class.
How are you coming with your science assignment, Spike?
Oh, right on schedule, Miss Waddle.
Yeah, we just need to mix the manganese with the pyridoxine.
Yeah, what he said.
I'm very impressed with the way you two have stepped up with your science work.
Aw, thanks.
It hasn't been one of your favorite subjects.
Yeah, but it's actually more fun than we thought it would be.
Yeah.
As I said before, I'm glad to see you stepping up.
Thanks, Miss Waddle.
The important thing to remember at this point is not to mix acids and bases.
No acids with bases.
Right. That would be bad.
Thanks.
Keep it up.
Okay. What are acids and bases?
I have no clue. Sounds important, though.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How's the assignment going?
Great. We just need to mix some chemicals now.
I have some extra manganese here if you need it.
Oh, thanks, Teddy.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd save you the walk to the cabinet.
Well, that was awfully nice of you, Teddy.
No, don't mention it. See you later.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Let's get this project done. What's the book say?
Place one measure of pyridoxine in a large glass beaker.
Okay. What next?
Add several drops of manganese liquid with a dropper.
Hand me that manganese Teddy gave us.
Here.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
One drop, two drops, three.
Ow! Gross!
Oh, man, we must have done something wrong.
Oh. Look at yourself.
What?
Spike, you're purple.
Hey, don't laugh at me, Liz. You're all purple, too.
What? Oh, no!
Here, use some paper towel to wipe it off.
And thanks, Spike?
What?
Spike, it's not coming off.
Me neither.
Oh, no.
I warned you two about mixing acids and bases.
Miss Waddle, I don't know what happened, Miss Waddle.
I do.
What?
Teddy.
Once again, Liz and Spike walked home through the streets of Tyrene embarrassed. Only this time, instead of wearing their swimming suits, they were purple from head to tail.
Man, that's all I can stand. I can't stand no more.
We have got to come up with something clever to get back at Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
The Mount Cleverest of plans.
Well, right now, my bowling ball and bayou plan is sounding real good to me.
Spike, if we do something dangerous, we become the bad guys.
Yeah, well. Hey, look, a couple of walking grapes.
Real funny.
Oh, don't let him bother you. Come on, let's just come up with a good plan to get back at Teddy.
Yeah, well, so far, I've been the only one coming up with all the ideas.
Well, yeah, but none of them have been any good.
Oh, and all your ideas have been so great.
If Liz and Spike had gone on much longer, they probably would have ended up playing mean tricks on each other. But when Liz got home, he climbed into the bathtub and soaked for a couple of hours. After scrubbing the purple off himself, Liz went for a walk to clear his head and come up with a great revenge plan. Before long, he ended up at Grandpa Anoli's house.
Hi, Grandpa Anoli.
Oh, hi, Liz. You come to help me with my lawn?
I hadn't, but if you need help, then...
Forget it. I'm just finishing. Now, you kids sure know when to make your entrances these days, just when everything's done.
Yeah, that's what my mom always says.
You all right, Liz? You look a little blue, or purple.
Oh, I'm okay. I just can't think of any good ideas.
Are you writing a story or something?
Not exactly. Grandpa Noli, when you were my age, did you play any practical jokes on other people?
Well, you have to remember, when I was your age, there was less time for playing and a whole lot more time for working.
So, you never did anything like that?
I didn't say that.
Yeah?
There was one time.
Yeah?
When I told the whole school, which was 11 of us...
Yeah?
...that Dexter Waldridge was in love with Jeannie Bludge.
Huh?
Oh, he was so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget.
That's not exactly the type of practical joke I was looking for, Grandpa.
Well, now, Liz, you're not planning on playing a joke on someone else, are you?
Well, Teddy ruined Spike's and my science project, and...
Was that the dish conveyor belt you told me about?
Yeah, that was it. Then he took all of our clothes when we were over at the swimming hole, and then he ruined our science project, and that turned us purple.
For no good reason, I'm sure.
Well, we taped him to a tree, mm-hmm. But still, I mean...
And now you want to do something even bigger and better to him.
Well, yeah. Do you have any ideas?
I do have one, actually.
Oh, yeah, really? What?
You could forgive him.
I think I like the telling everyone he's in love with Jeannie Bludge idea better. Is she still around?
I'm serious, Liz. You could forgive him.
But, Grandpa, I...
Liz, do you remember Ephesians 4:32? We talked about it in church school class some time back.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, it says forgive each other, just as God forgave you because of what Christ has done.
Oh, yeah. God forgave us, so we should forgive others.
That's right.
But I don't know, Grandpa Noli. I've got a couple problems with that.
Really?
Well, yeah. If I just forgive him for what he did to us, it's like letting him get away with it.
You're not letting him get away with it. You're just turning it over to God to take care of.
Yeah.
You know, God does a better job than we do anyway, in case you hadn't noticed.
But Teddy hasn't asked me for forgiveness. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
Liz... Forgiveness doesn't mean you forget what Teddy did or that what he did is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You just decide not to hold it against him.
Oh.
You ask God to help you move on.
But
it doesn't mean everything's going to work out between you and Teddy. It's going to take some effort on Teddy's part, too.
Yeah.
But if you forgive him, it does mean that you're setting yourself free.
Free? Free from what?
Well, free from anger and bitterness, and from the need to keep getting revenge.
Well, yeah, but...
And you never know. Someday, Teddy may surprise you and ask you for forgiveness.
But, Grandpa,
you can be ready for that day by forgiving him first.
Well, thanks, Grandpa. I'm gonna have to think about this. I'll see you later.
The next day on the way to school, Liz told Spike he'd changed his mind about getting more revenge on Teddy.
So what are you saying, Liz?
I'm saying I'm not going to help you with your revenge plan.
Oh, come on, Liz. It's going to be great.
I can't, Spike. I won't. In fact, hey, Teddy. Teddy, come here.
What are you doing, Liz?
What do you want, Liz?
I just wanted to tell you that I forgive you.
Huh?
What?
I forgive you for what you did to us, and you have my word I won't try to get revenge anymore.
Yeah, right, Liz. Why should I believe you?
I don't expect you to believe me right now, Teddy, but I'm gonna prove it to you.
Hey, I just want to point out for the record that he is not speaking for me.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Hey, thanks a lot, Liz. I gotta get to school. I got something to take care of.
Okay, students, take your seats.
Keep an eye on Teddy. This is gonna be great. I got it all set up.
Teddy, please take your seat.
Okay. Whoa, hey!
Here he goes.
Someone took screws out of my desk.
Oh, my. Spike, are you responsible for this?
Oh, yeah. I did it.
Then I think it's time you explained yourself to the principal.
What?
Let's go.
Oh, man.
You didn't have anything to do with this, Liz?
Nope. I told you I wouldn't, Teddy.
Huh. Thanks, I guess.
Now I know I made the right choice.
Too bad Spike didn't decide to join Liz in forgiving Teddy. Then he wouldn't be on his way to the principal's office. Forgiving someone can be one of the hardest things we have to do as Christians. We don't always want to, and often people don't even ask us for forgiveness. A brother or sister or even a friend may do something that hurts you and not even think twice about it. But the Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 32, be kind and tender to one another. Forgive each other, just as God forgave you because of what Christ has done. And when you do forgive, you please God and you free yourself from the bad feelings you have. Sometimes the one that benefits most from your forgiveness is you.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.